a C9HO, yeah, for sure. And I'm guilty of that myself. I got those AirPods that you put in your ear to listen to podcasts and music, sometimes music, mostly podcasts, but yeah, I'm guilty. I don't wear them all day, though, so maybe a couple hours at most a day, not even every day, because I'm too busy at work to have them in anyway, so. But yeah, I use it's a BM17 Heil headset. It's for portability use mostly. That's why I'm surprised the noise canceling is not even half of what the Pro 7 is, because, you know, I'm sure you know what the Pro 7 look like. It looks like a airplane headset and really big and bulky, but the noise canceling both, you know, in your ears, because you can't hear much around you, plus the noise canceling on the mic is just unbelievable. But the BM17, I think, has a decent audio quality, but the noise canceling is not near what the Pro 7 has, and maybe not even what this hand mic has.
Yeah, KC9TEL, that is one of those things. The noise canceling part is always fun, and it depends on the type of noise canceling they use. The microphones have to be pretty much matched in what they do. The phase inverter has to work like it's supposed to work and all that nonsense. And does it always work? No. You know, it's that's a catch-22, and that's just audio in general. If you move the mic a little bit, then the noise canceling doesn't work as well as it's supposed to. And, you know, but it's nice to have it, and it's nice to be there. The biggest thing I've always found is with microphones, this one, I'm running a TYT TH7800. When I got this radio, the audio from the handheld mic I'm using was very muted. So I opened the mic up, and, you know, the salt and pepper size capacitors, I hit one with a soldering iron, and by the time it got hot, the capacitor disappeared off the board, and it cleans the mic up a little bit. So I know it sounds better than when I first got the radio, because this was a really dark-sounding radio. I don't know exactly why they do that, but I can sort of guess.